Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
On Monday, Auckland Council staff were cited taking belongings such as tents and sleeping bags from rough sleepers at the Grafton United Cricket Club ground. This is happening at a time where the amount of rough sleepers on Auckland streets has increased 90% since last September, and 15% of those leaving emergency housing are going straight to homelessness. On Tuesday, Auckland Council's Community Committee received updates on the state of homelessness in the city and discussed what the council's response will be. For City Counselling this week, I spoke to Councillor Julie Ferry about the worsening homelessness in the city. I started by asking about the incident on Monday and whether Auckland Council is doing enough to respond to homelessness.
Earlier this week, there were reports of Auckland Council staff taking away rough sleepers' tents and sleeping bags in the CBD. I just wanted to get some insight into the specific instance and whether there has been any noise about it in council, and more broadly what Auckland Council is doing to respond to homelessness in the city.
Yeah, so it's so important that we're talking about this, so thank you for raising it. I do get frustrated because we spend a lot of time talking about helicopters and stadiums and stuff, and actually we spend very little on, you know, one of the biggest crises for our city, housing, and in particular homelessness, so thank you for raising it. The first thing to note with this particular incident is I don't have specific info on this, but I do know from past experience that the approach with people leaving their gear in public places is that there are some secure places provided throughout the city centre where those living on the street are able to leave their stuff securely, and that's arranged with council and council security and third parties and stuff like that. But there is a policy where if it is in other places and it's unattended, it will sometimes, if it's, you know, created some kind of problem in terms of it's in the way or something like that, it will sometimes get picked up and stored and people can claim it. So it's not disposed of or thrown out or anything. And council is looking at, yeah, we do have certain parts of the city centre where we haven't got a place yet. And it's kind of one of those things where you're sort of putting a band-aid on the bigger problem, but you probably still need to use the band-aid, if you know what I mean. So, so I think with this particular incident, that's what was happening, and I think there's comments from Adrian Wilson, who's the head of compliance. So we had a really big, we get a 6-monthly update to the Community Committee on Homelessness, and we just had that on Tuesday afternoon. We had the most recent one. And what's happened with homelessness over the last couple of years in the city centre in particular, but more broadly as well, is that we've actually shifted it from the regulatory committee, where it was very much sort of treated as, okay, how do we make sure people abide by the rules, to the community committee with the agreement of the regulatory chair and everything. Everybody sort of agreed that was the wrong approach to be taking from a governance level, looking at it for, you know, how can we make sure people follow the rules. We needed to be more of a compassionate approach, which is kind of what council was doing as much as possible anyway, but shifting it to the community committee, shifting that focus now means that that's, you know, very much how we're doing things officially. And so we had the 6-month update on Tuesday afternoon. Some really stark stats in there that, for example, show that we work with partners to get data about what's happening on the ground, but a lot of homelessness is really hard to count. We can count the people on the street, but it's really hard to count people who are living in cars or couch surfing, living in overcrowded conditions, that kind of stuff. But the estimates from partners are that the number of homeless that they're seeing on the streets has almost doubled in the last 6 months. And it's hard not to draw a connection there to the change in emergency housing policy from central government. And that's what the community agencies who work in the sector are telling us, is that they feel that that's the people that are no longer able to access emergency housing. That's one of the places that they're going. And central government have admitted that they don't know where about 15% of those people are going from their own work. So that's really worrying. Yeah.
So a lot of the delivery model for Auckland Council's work, especially over the last term, has been to find third-party providers that can work in partnership with council to deliver high-quality social services or social services at cost. Has this been effective when it comes to responding to homelessness? Have there been providers that have been able to step in, or is there still a big gap in the sort of services that council provides?
So we have actually been ramping that up. So we have $500,000 through the long-term plan every year, and we actually increased it. I think we put another, off the top of my head, $160,000 around that into it. And we recognise that the expertise to work with people who are in really complex situations often does often sit with community providers who are able to, someone turns up from council on a, council logo, high-vis vest, that's not necessarily going to create the kind of connection you need to be able to actually, really, in the first instance, have a good conversation with the person if they perceive you're coming from a position of authority and you're there to tell them off, which, is common perception of council, not just from people who are homeless. Then you're less likely to engage and share your needs and your vulnerability. So I think we've got really good relationships with a number of agencies. Kahui Te Kaha, for example, they're the only ones who are actually providing a 24/7 emergency accommodation referral service. And unfortunately, central government stepped back from funding them. So some of our extra money has actually stepped into the breach there to enable them to continue offering that service. So I think council probably has it about right in terms of the approach. Whether or not it's big enough, particularly in a situation where central government is withdrawing from this area, that I think is a genuine question. And a lot of the discussion on Tuesday was about, okay, how can we secure more resources for this work in the future? Because we know that this approach, where council kind of provides a backbone and coordination and a clearinghouse for all the stats that the different agencies are using and things like that, and then is able to provide advocacy to central government, but also between agencies so that they can make effective changes. We think that model is quite effective, but maybe it needs more resources behind it. One of the other things was we had a presentation on Tuesday from the City Missioner, and also particularly on women's homelessness, but also on what they're seeing in the food security space. And they talked about the impact of cost of living increases, the increase in the cost of housing, giving people far fewer choices. So, thinking about women in particular who might stay in an abusive relationship because they can't afford or find suitable housing. And that's another kind of form of homelessness that we don't necessarily count because technically they're housed, but they're not housed safely. And if they had choices, then they would choose not to be living in that situation. And so how do we really get to grips with those kinds of challenges as well? And then the food security piece, that's the other big thing that the cost has been increasing. So cost for people to be able to buy food for themselves, but also the cost for those who provide food, the food banks, the mission, those people who do the community meals at our community halls and facilities once a week, the cost of doing all of that has increased dramatically. And so there's a real crunch on a lot of this work, unfortunately.
We'll be right back. Text in 5395 on any of your thoughts on these pieces.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.